Hey everybody, it's JP, Joshua Paxton with Marketing Edge Magazine. And one more time, we go beyond the print, looking behind the articles and the features of Marketing Edge Magazine to find out just where do we get this great content that we put in the magazine, Canada's premier publication for promotional products, incentives, and premiums. And this time, well, you can't spell awesome without me. And we have Michelle Edwards from the Timex brand family. And Michelle, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Oh, my pleasure, Josh.
So let's get the listeners here on the Behind the Print podcast of Marketing Edge up to speed. You are with Timex Group, and what is your position, role, and responsibilities?
Okay, so at Timex Group, my official title is Manager of Special Markets. So that means their corporate division for promotional segment of their business. That is my charge. So I believe they were in the industry back in, I'd say, 2008, and then pretty much from 2010 straight up until 2017, no one really saw Timex within the promotional side of the industry, and that was because they pretty much weren't paying any attention to it at all. Mm-hmm. The VP of marketing, who was at Bulova, resigned and came over to Timex, and he reached out to me to pretty much rebuild the corporate business here at Timex Group. So here I am, and I love the relationships that I foster within this industry, and I'm very passionate about what I do. So I decided, yes, I'll take on that challenge and do this rebuild.
And for us, you are the master of time. You're going through all of these things, and you're jet setting, right? Like you cover the country of Canada, do you not?
Okay, so with Timex, I don't have to do as much traveling because I have excellent field agency teams. We have Luke Caton, so Caton Sales in southwestern Ontario. We have Bell Marketing in the Ottawa region. And we currently have Marcel Boudreau down east. And the only segment that we need to cover off still is probably out west and then Montreal, which we know Montreal can be a great pocket of business for us. So I look forward to filling those before this year is out.
Well, there we go. Some exciting business leads right off the top. So before we get into maybe how those people can get into Timex, I want to go back in time a little bit to lay the foundation of your experience in our industry. I know that previous to Timex, you've got a timepiece representation. But prior to that, where did you get into promotions and incentives?
Okay, so I actually started in this industry, I'd probably say, and I will age myself, probably 20 years ago. I started at Spalding. So Spalding Industry in their P&I Gulf division. So we were the segment of the company that did logoing on golf balls. So that's how I came into this world of promotional products. I had no clue about it. All I knew is that I was going to Spalding, and I just thought official NBA basketball. Mm-hmm. I knew they had tennis rackets back then, but I didn't even think anything about their golf side of the business. And that's the area that I landed in. So that's how it started. Imprinting on golf balls. That's what got me into this whole promotional industry.
Well,
totally never heard of it before, but I landed in it because of that.
Well, and it's a core product in the industry. Oh. So you start out with golf balls. And now, would that have been at a time where was golf still, you know, a staple in the industry with a lot of tournaments 20 years ago? Was that kind of the heyday of the golf sector of the industry?
You know what? It was the heyday because they pumped out millions of logoed golf balls back then, of course. And, you know, you tie that in with the events, you know, a tournament, et cetera, you know, tying it with the golf course name on the ball. So it really did run its course, pun intended, back in that time. But I believe now their focus is more on the equipment. So the golf clubs now seem to be the key thing that they're doing in the industry still. And not logoing. It's probably more premium incentive side of the business. But that is still definitely, it definitely does exist. Still in our promotional business.
Well, and if they're into that sort of the personalization where you can get things fitted and custom to your swing, then absolutely, that is definitely part of the engagement movement that we've been seeing in promotions and premiums. So for you, going from golf balls, how do you end up in timepieces?
Okay, so I'll give a little shout out to Mr. John Egley, for those who may remember him, who originally started at Cross. He ended up at Bulova in 2008 and recruited me. He recruited me late 2007, and I started January 2008 at Bulova. Wasn't looking, wasn't even thinking of timepieces whatsoever, but I'm telling you, his magnetic personality and energy pretty much sold me on timepieces. And from there, it was easy to fall in love with the product line itself, the brand, and to run with it. So making my segue over to Timex wasn't such a big leap, you know? So because I was already familiar with the world of timepieces, I knew the industries or segments of the market that utilized timepieces. Mm-hmm. And then having the opportunity to be affiliated with a watch manufacturer, because there's not many within the market globally. So Timex was established in 1854. So they have 165 years of manufacturing under their belt. They're doing something right. Mm-hmm. And they're called Timex Group, meaning Timex being the core brand itself. And under the group is their licensed brands. So they have Versace, Versus by Versace, Salvatore Ferragamo. They have Kenneth Cole. They have Nautica, Ted Baker. And the list is just growing. We just we will be introducing Timberland, which is more urban. So at every little level, price point, demographic, we can truly cover it off. I can really say this can be a one-stop shop for everybody's needs. So that's what I'm doing. Yeah. And I love the brand. It was very easy to make the switch because we're looking at different price points. We're looking at entry straight up to luxury, you know, so, and tying into the fashion segment that is very hungry, because you do see a lot of fashion brands coming into the timepiece market. So whenever people are thinking that the timepiece market is a dinosaur, it's not going away, mm-hmm. because you have fashion brands jumping into it. So if it wasn't another lucrative stream of income for them, they wouldn't be doing that, you know? So we're here to stay. We're not going anywhere. And we already have 165 years to prove it.
Well, I want to go down the rabbit hole with you on the potential roles and the fit for timepieces in a lot of different campaigns. But before I do, coming from, as you said, that Bulova career where you were there a little over 10 years, what can we talk about maybe emotionally for somebody to connect with you and understand, like, you represented a particular catalog of product and very good popular brands in our industry for a long time. What sort of emotional challenges did you face maybe coming over? Because really you're seeing the same corporate clients, but now you're a new product for the first time in over a decade. Was there any challenge for you to kind of wrap your head around and get people to understand, like, hey, I still love what I did, but you guys got to see this new stuff. Like, how did you manage that going back in to see those clients?
You know what? The beautiful thing about that is the relationships that you establish and you allow people to know you. You know, so people were more familiar with me as to who I am, what I will bring to the table for them. The product is an extension of that. So even if we don't even say timepieces, if I know my client is looking for something of value, looking for something where they can promote, incent, recognize, etc., I could do that with anything. I don't even have to say the word timepieces. So you're really bringing more of the intangible things when you're going to another brand. So that's what I'm bringing them here. I'm still bringing them my expertise, which just happens to be another timepiece company. And then the beauty of it, here I have the opportunity to be familiar with a total other arena, which is more of the sports side, because Timex is known for the Timex Ironman. I did not have that experience where I came from before. And knowing that I originally got into this from a sporting goods company as Spalding, just elevated that because I still had that knowledge mm-hmm. of how that arena works. So it really has allowed me to branch off and grow what I originally knew as, you know, the clean, the classics, very accessory oriented. So now I've stepped in to the sports side. I've stepped into more of the fashion brand side. And then I also have the opportunity to deal with more of an entry level because Timex can truly start at $50 where you have the brand on the dial mm-hmm. and not a non-brand name just manufactured by a brand company. We will show Timex at that entry price point, and nobody can really compete with that. You know, so it was easy for me to have those explanations so the clients knew I was coming to them with a wider portfolio and a variety of things that they could do based on what their needs were and just meet them at their value points.
And it's a great extension in the industry because you touched on two great points, which is the value of experience and expertise. And that's the importance of why do you talk to somebody who works with a particular product line or industry segment is to get that added value to make a better decision for somebody who's looking to invest in a promotion solution. How often, you know, do people, I want to say, lean on you for that experience and expertise? Do you get brought into meetings between, say, an agency representing your Timex family and then the end user company or organization that is actually looking to make that purchase?
Right. I used to be brought into that a lot more when I was the only face, but with the expertise of my wonderful agency teams, I'm not brought in as much for that, and that's all right because I know that they're excellent at what they do. I give them all the key points. We speak to it. If there's additional questions, we will address that and go back to it. But I'm not brought in as much because I'm not in the field as much as I was before.
So you're mentoring disciples now as across Canada.
Pretty much.
So
I really I really believe I've been very blessed with the agency teams that I'm partnering with. They are stellar within their regions. And they know what they're doing, and they always want to know more, and they always want to know how to do the best to make sure we're delivering that service and just, you know, making sure the client is going in with a level of confidence. Because if someone is not comfortable dealing with an item, then they will not be presenting that, no matter how badly mm-hmm. people are asking for it. Someone else will end up getting that presentation versus a person who is uncomfortable with a certain product.
Well, the great thing now about Beyond the Print and Marketing Edge magazine is you get to mentor all of us who are listening to the podcast and who will be picking up Marketing Edge in August of 2019 to read the feature about you and Timex. So let's get into timepieces and the application in promotions and incentives. So in your experience, and I'm not going to re-age you, you did that yourself. Let's go to tradition first. In the past, what do you see most commonly is the fit for timepieces, specifically, let's say, watches, in promotions and premiums? Where do they get applied most commonly in the past?
Okay, so in the past and even now, they were usually used when it came to service awards. So you're marking those 5, 10, et cetera, years of service, or at the point of retirement. Those were the strong foundations of utilizing a timepiece. And from the past, I would always hear, oh, yeah, my father retired after 30 years and got his gold watch, you know, or my mother, you know, she hit a milestone and she got her watch. The beautiful thing about all of that, that still exists. That still happens. People work, people retire, they mark milestones throughout their career. So those were more the key roles of timepiece within the promotional. But then, you know, we've also been utilized for rewarding, appreciating, as something to incent employees, things to show loyalty. The product has been utilized for auctions, you know, for fundraising. So raising money, that's been another opportunity. You know, it also, when we talk about loyalty, in appreciating an employee or knowing that they're valued. What also plays in is they also got bragging rights, because I'd have to say majority of the decorating process in the past, Josh, was logoing. So a company wanted to place their logo on the face of a watch, and they just didn't want to do it to any watch. They wanted to associate their logo with a brand logo. So they had a specific message that they were really sending to their employees. We chose this because, A, we value you, we appreciate you, and yet we are going to provide quality when we hand something to you. Just all the key things that may tie into their corporate DNA and their core values. So I think that's where timepieces have played and where they'll continue to exist to play, especially on the premium incentive side of the business. You know, they do a lot of recognizing, rewarding, appreciating, incentive, you know, to kind of keep those loyal top performers. We have something where promotional companies and P&I companies will have, say, like a $1 million club, you know. So in that $1 million club, they will have a variety of high-end brands where the top performers can be achieving, you know, trying to hit their goals to achieve that specific timepiece or whatever it may be. But yeah, so that's how it's all been rolling out in the previous years and straight up to today.
So really then, as I try and dissect the examples going through, when we think about watches and their application, they really come out as a symbol of status, of an achievement. It's that accessory that you can wear that says I've accomplished something or I've been part of something.
Exactly. It gives them that bragging right. And then even outside of that, when we look at today, a lot of people, even if they move away from logoing on the dial, they can do something subtle on the case back. And I encourage that when we're going into the higher end in the luxury category. Just do something subtle on the back. Thank you for your 30 years of service, the company name. And then, of course, that individual now has a timepiece that they can wear all the time, not just when they're at work. They can wear it out to weddings, you know, special functions, etc. Sometimes they don't want to do that when there's a logo on it. So those are some of the transitions I've seen, you know, especially when you go higher into the luxury brands. It's not so much decorating a logo on the dial. It's more of engraving discreetly on the back, so it's worn more frequently.
So that might really be the defining difference between, as a promotion piece, I'm giving this for my own benefit as the company, so I want my name and brand seen on the face. But if it's a gift and recognition, then you know what? That's more of a personal award. And so putting that decoration on the back, that's between me and you. And the world doesn't need to know that I'm the one that gave it to you, because you know that I'm the one that gave it to you.
And in both cases, the individual receiving it is going to tell the story. And it's a story that will be told for many years to come.
And we know the importance of brand stories. In a previous interview, we'd spoken with Brian Scott, who is a big promoter of brand stories and having that dialogue behind the action of what you're doing, which is just fantastic and a huge asset in our world. Now, I was thinking, too, about the personalization of watches, Michelle, and I wanted to ask you, when people are making that selection, outside of the decoration options, which you've now talked about on the face or on the back, are there any other decorations that are maybe newer in technology or this year? But also, what other options? Like, could you change a metal strap, for instance, to a leather strap if you wanted to modify the design?
Right. So when it comes to the variety of decorating functions, there's multiple things. Dial decorating and case back decorating are the most common. They're the most popular. But we also have the opportunity to do engraving on a leather strap. So that is considered more almost an embossed. It's more of an embossed process. We can do engraving on the clasp. So that's the back portion of the watch where the bracelet itself would release. You can do a logo very discreetly there. And that's been a request in the past. We have a process that's called digital printing, which is done by our decorator. Timex doesn't do the decorating in-house. It is done by our local decorator in Markham here. And the beautiful thing about that digital printing makes the final image, it looks almost 3D when the individual receives it. Wow. So they have that 3D sort of effect to it. And then with Timex, they have a segment of their brand which has Indiglo. Indiglo is a registered trademark by Timex, and it has that blue background light. Now with that, you have your logo, and then to have that shine behind it, especially when you're in the dark, it's a stunning effect. So I'd say the digital processing, printing on the strap, doing clasp engraving. They have something called an invisible print, which means it's so faint you won't see it unless you're in the dark. So they have something like that. That is not as popular as much, but I would say out of the newer things, doing the strap, doing engraving on the clasp is very, and then of course doing the digital processing is very key and very top as to what we do now.
I think the Indiglo may be one of those dividing lines where you can tell, you know, the younger audience from the more experienced audience, because those of us who remember the old school commercials and the absolute excitement of the first watch that in the dark you could press the button and get that blue light and read it as a screen was so mesmerizing in its time.
It's funny because I was at the movies a couple of weeks back, and I was very happy to have my Indiglo Timex on my wrist because it was better than taking out a phone and having that shine around everyone, which is distracting, and they even say that in the movies. But yeah, Indiglo is there. It serves its purpose, and I think it's probably one of the best patented things that Timex could ever have under their belt. You know, so it hasn't gone away. They still put it into some of their key collections within the brand itself.
Well, and it's got a whole new audience coming up and looking for it. Again, speaking with the master of time, Michelle Edwards of the Timex Group. And Michelle, going through, as you mentioned, a number of brands in the Timex brand family. We're talking about different decoration opportunities. Is there any campaign or project that you've got to work on recently that you could speak to as a great example of how a timepiece was used, or how excited somebody was to receive it, or maybe just how something was decorated? What have you seen recently that might inspire other people to do the same for their business or organization?
Well, you know, speaking in regards to that, I'd have to say it would be like corporate events. So we can do a corporate event. It's almost like, I guess, sizing or like fit clinics, when people are matched to their golf clubs, et cetera, for swings, all of that sort of thing. So what we do, we can put on the corporate events with the client. So this worked well at a golf tournament. So there was a pre-selection of watches. I think it was 3 for ladies, 3 for men. So we had these right on the receiving table as soon as they came from the golf course from playing for that day. And pretty much they just selected the watches that they wanted. We sized it right there at the event. We packaged it, put it in the gift box. We created that experience, Josh. And creating that experience is something that you can't take away from someone. They will always remember that. You know, it's just like marking a point in time, you know, pun intended once again. So yes, that was my favorite project, doing the corporate events where we work with a distributor on a golf tournament, and we do the pre-selection, we do the sizing for the event, the recipients get that rewarded feeling right away, and they enjoy the day that they've had, they get their gift before they walk into dinner, you know, so it just ties it up really well. Those are the sort of things that we enjoy doing, and those are the sort of events that hit us most, and that was the most recent ones that we did.
What an incredible brand impact, as I sit here imagining that feeling, you either before you head out, or as you said, coming off a golf course. And you know, we've seen at different tournaments, you've got your gift bags or maybe that prize table, but that's really like walking into a jewelry store.
Exactly.
On site. Like, what an incredible VIP experience to come out and see
and
all of that glistening hardware.
Yeah, you said it right there, a VIP experience, you know, and saying that VIP experience, the distributor still had the opportunity to deliver that at an affordable price. Because mm-hmm. whether you choose within the Timex core group, we're going to get you something that will bring the value and affordability and really allow them to provide that experience to their end user clients.
Well, and I imagine speaking on that distributor-supplier relationship and then the people that are actually coming up to make the selection, what a great way to engage with an audience that you might not otherwise have got to speak with.
Oh, so that's
you've
exactly
got
it. Yeah.
All of these great people supporting a cause, and you know, you hand them a gift bag, it's, yeah, thanks, but they're going to spend time at that table. They're taking their time to look through those different pieces, and a great opportunity to, first of all, express thanks for participation, but you never know what other kind of networking or other conversations may come about.
It's interesting because out of that also, Josh, comes their opportunity of their storytelling. You know, oh, I got my first Timex when I was, mm-hmm. or when I was here, or this age, or whatever timepiece it could have been, you know, they start to open up and tell you a story of their experience by receiving a timepiece or even giving a timepiece, you know, and it has such a great generational impact also, mm-hmm. you know, they may say, you know, my father, who's not around anymore, gave me his XYZ, you know, in this case, I'm going to say Timex, obviously, mm-hmm. you know, so it is something that really allows people to, yes, socially connect with one another, but also gives them that platform to tell their story. Now, and it's always a story that they tell with pride.
Now, be honest, when you're doing a golf event, how many people come up to the table after being out at 18 holes and actually choose something for someone else? And I'm thinking specifically as a man, I'm going to go up to the table and say, you know what? I'll take that lady's Teddy Baker watch, please, because then I can go home to my wife and say, thank you for letting me spend 18 holes and a steak dinner with my buddies supporting a great cause. This is for you.
Well, you know, it's a good get out of jail card to pull when you think about it. But even if they don't come to the table with the intention of getting it for their significant other, you know, and they pick it for themselves, just the expression, you know, or that intangible value and appreciation that they feel. And they walk away feeling really pumped. They really, really do. You know, for the smart ones, if they don't want to choose the selection for themselves, in this case, it could be a man or it could be a woman. You know, if the selection is not their fit, they will go to the other and say, oh, I'll get that for my husband. Oh, I'll get that for my wife, mm-hmm. girlfriend, et cetera, you know.
Now, I'm going to change gears on you, and I don't want to swear at you, but Fitbit.
Go ahead,
How has this digital technology affected the timepiece market? Because when I think digital watches, you know, you go back mm-hmm. to Timex, the original, with Indiglo. But in today's world, we see a number of these health monitoring, wellness monitoring timepieces and other wrist accessories. How is that affecting Timex? And is there a Timex equivalent that you're seeing move right now?
Yeah, so even before I started at Timex was already doing that, you know. So they had activity trackers that monitored your steps, your heart rate, so GPS, all of that, they have that. And they do have some of those still under their intelligent quartz category. And this is what I mean when I talk about Timex. It really does hit so many different areas within the market. So their intelligent quartz segment, we're in June now. So last month, they came out with their iConnect. So the iConnect, we created that intentionally to fit in that white space within the market, retailing for $139, and you can make a phone call, you can send text, you can receive calls, you can receive emails. It will check your heart rate, it will count your steps. So pretty much it's doing a plethora of things at the very valuable price of $139. You know, and we do have the next generation targeted to launch in September of this year, which is the iConnect Mini. Also, we'll do all of those great things that I mentioned before, but it will also allow, if you have a team competition going on, you can actually connect the multiple pieces, so you can track each person's level to actually find who a winner is going to be.
So when those companies are doing their Biggest Loser contests, which, by the way, I've always wondered if that needed to be licensed or somebody actually owns that title somewhere. But those types of things, that'll actually allows the team to track each other.
That's exactly it. Wow. So that will be our iConnect Mini coming out September 2019, probably mid-September. So Timex has always been busy dabbling within the whole technology, but also balancing technology with the traditional quartz movements or automatic movements, etc. They're just not going to go anywhere. They will always be around within the market. So it's really great in a market that is very keen on technology and social media, etc. Timex is pretty much staying in step and pretty much ahead of their time in most cases, because when they came out with their activity tracker was way before Fitbit came into the market. Wow. So sometimes they step a little too far ahead before the market can catch up. But yeah, they do have things to answer what's happening on the technology side.
Well, that iConnect piece sounds like it should be a hot seller going into the holiday season here in 2019. So yeah, with all of this available and all these great solutions from the elite down to the everyday, does it offend you when you see a naked wrist?
Oh, that's funny. No, I don't get offended. Because you know what? At the end of the day, it, just like with anything that you're going to make a purchase on, it truly is a personal choice. It's your choice. Maybe I would like to believe that person forgot that day. They probably do have a timepiece where they like to accessorize, because majority of people will own more than one, because it really is more of an accessory in some cases. But no, I don't get offended whatsoever.
So you're not naked wrist. So you're not walking around with like a couple different styles sewn into the inside of your jacket so you can open them up and be like, listen, you need a watch. Like, come here.
No, that is so much of that old school thinking, you want to buy a watch? No. First thing, we're dealing with timepieces here. True watch manufacturer. We're really down to the bone with it.
So what is on your wrist? Like, what are you wearing right now?
So right now, I'm wearing a Timex from the Fairfield collection. It's just clean classic. It's black dial, gold bezel, has the indigo on it, leather strap. Yeah, that's what I'm wearing. It's clean. It's simple. It goes with many different colors of my wardrobe.
I was waiting for you to say it makes the transition from daytime to nighttime.
It is perfect for this case.
So not to put you on the hot seat, but if I was to say, could you give me your three top styles that you would recommend that people take a look at this summer, headed into this fall, whether it's for program pieces or incentive pieces, just maybe your three favorites other than the Fairfield model that's on your wrist?
Okay, so now I'm going to go across a couple of brand categories under our umbrella also. So, of course, I got to be loyal. Always got to focus on the core brand, which is Timex. The Waterbury collection is a great piece. Waterbury will come in a chronograph style, or it will just come in the straight quartz style. We have mesh bracelets, leather straps, so it does give you a good variety. Under the Ted Baker brand, I'd have to say their Kate collection, which is floral and just looks stunning. And then the last one, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Versace. So within the Versace fall line, we have the V-Twist, which is stunning in itself. It has a repeat stamped pattern of V-twist image along the strap and carries that subtly throughout the dial face. So it really gives a nice layered effect underneath the crystal of the timepiece itself. So I'd have to call out those three. The Waterbury under Timex, The V-Twist under Versace, and the Kate Collection under the Ted Baker brand.
And there you go. You just made Christmas shopping easy for so many people because now they can go online and have a look and just contact someone and say, okay, those are the ones. One of those has got to fit somebody in your family. Someone special this year. Michelle, how do people, what is the best way for them to go online and check out some of the great styles from the Timex brand family?
Okay, so Timex, they can go to timex.ca. For Timex itself. For Versace, they can go to VersaceTimepieces.com. And the same thing, TedBakerTimepieces.com.
Fantastic. Michelle, it's just been wonderful talking to you today. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for thinking of me, Josh. And I'll make time for you all the time.
Oh, wow. Okay, we are going heavy on this. So thanks you very much. This is the Master of Time, Michelle Edwards, and the Timex brand family. And that wraps up this edition of Beyond the Print. Remember, you can find out past episodes and past magazines and all sorts of great information online at marketingedgemagazine.com. I'm JP, and until next time.